I just had a sack of flour.
Okay, but a sack might contain five.
Ten pound
bag. Well, 25.
We've got 25.
He's talking about
the
bag. Okay, well then say a 25 pound bag. You say the bag would contain 25 what?
Pounds, flour.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it's a 25 pound bag of flour. It was 24 and 48. I don't know why the shortage, but I think that's right. It's called 25 and 50.
Yeah.
24 and 48 was.
Okay. What do you use to make bread rise?
Oh, yeah, baking powder.
Okay, or something else?
Sure.
Yeah, something else.
Yeast.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg?
The yolk and the white.
Okay, what color is the yolk?
Oh, red or yellow.
Okay.
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Poached eggs.
Okay. That's if you crack them.
If you break them. And if you don't break them, we just boil eggs.
Okay. What do you call the meat that you might boil with greens?
Oh, hog bone. Best there is.
Okay. What else?
It's side meat. Sow belly.
Is that fat or lean?
Fat.
Okay. What else? What different types, like, from all fat meat you'd call, would that be sow belly?
Yeah, it's a side meat, it's a middling. You take that fat part, boil it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call it just
we always call it boiled meat.
We just call it
boiled
meat.
We don't say sow belly.
Well, sow belly is the real name.
I never heard you call it.
No, I did. And, if you want these greens right, the whole jewel.
Yeah. You ever heard of, what if the meat's mostly fat but it's got streaks of lean in it?
Bad.
Okay.
That's the lower part of this size, you know, it's middle, I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
The upper part's fat and the lower part's streaky.
Okay. Do you ever talk about chunk meat?
Yes, that's... I don't know much about chunk meat. You see, these packing houses put that out, and I think to get that off that fat side of something I want to do. I don't know just how much about that chunk meat. These packing houses put that out.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Bacon?
Yeah. Do you talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Yeah, side of bacon.
Okay. What's the difference in side and middling?
No difference. Middle and side, the same thing. You use the upper part for boiling, the lower side for frying.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon is called the
rind.
Okay. And the man who sells meat is called a.
Well, I reckon he's called the butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat is.
It's rank.
Okay, or that the meat has...
Spoiled a little.
Okay.
Spoiled. Going bad.
How do you butcher a hog?
Well, generally, shoot the hog with a rifle, just stun it. And then pull the hog upon his back and take a butcher knife and stick his throat and let the blood out of it.
Okay, what do you do then?
Well, when you let the blood out of him, you see, it takes a few minutes in for him to die. Drag him up to the scalding box. There'll be a scalding box of water there. Roll the hog up, drag the hog up in the scalding box. Let him scald for, so many minutes, his hair gets well slipped. And you just roll him out there on the platform and scrape the hair off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the hair scraped off of him, you are...